And now we go live to President Donald Trump's press conference.
Listen, everyone. I know everyone's got questions about the wall. They want to know about the budget. They want to know about North Korea.
Ooh, over here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I noticed you were wearing some new socks, Mr. President. Where are those from?
That's right. These are the most luxurious socks you'll ever see in your entire life. They're from Mack Weldon. MackWeldon.com. It's great. It's wonderful. Everyone says Mack Weldon's amazing.
Mack Weldon, well, what do they believe in?
They believe in smart design, premium fabrics, simple shopping. I like things simple. Simple, like my hair. It's fantastic.
What can you get on the website?
You can get anything on the website. I'm talking shirts. You can get shoes, undershirts. Believe me. You can even hoodies and sweatpants. Lord knows I love sweatpants. Oh, my God. I love sweatpants. They're amazing.
I wear a lot of underwear, but I sweat a lot. So I need underwear that makes me not sweat and smell.
Totally understand. I play golf every weekend. Normally, I smell. Normally, it's horrible. But Mack Weldon has silver underwear and shirts. Naturally, antimicrobial. That means you don't smell. Oh, antimicrobial. That's a word.
Final question, Mr. President. Are these clothes comfortable?
Oh, they're amazingly comfortable. Look at me. Normally, I look fat as hell.
But what if I don't like my first pair?
That's okay. If you don't like your first pair, you can keep it. They'll still refund you. They don't even ask questions. And I love that. I love not being asked questions because normally I don't know the answers.
I want to say something too.
You shut up.
I am Melania.
I get her and the maid mixed up all the time. It's amazing.
I like Mack Weldon too because of the socks and the underwear. Sometimes the Donald lets me wear shirts.
All right, no more questions. I'm signing an executive order right now. Everyone has to go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off all your men's merchandise using promo code ALN. MackWeldon.com, 20% off, promo code ALN. Bigly, believe me.
Last question, why is Melania in that cage?
Please help me.
Will someone let Melania out eventually?
Please help me.
Give her a food dish or something.
Please, let me sleep in the bed.
Do we have a banana? She loves bananas.
If you like clothes that feel good and are the most comfortable clothes of all time, go to MackWeldon.com right now and pick from underwear, socks, shirts, undershirts, hoodies, and sweatpants that will make you feel good about your life. Go to MackWeldon.com right now and use promo code ALN and get 20% off your order. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code ALN, and get 20% off your order. I'm telling you, these clothes are the shit. Brad and I love them. We wear them all the time. Brad?
I'm wearing mine right now.
Yep, and actually you're wearing only the underwear.
Damn right.
Hey guys, Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. Happy Thursday. Hope you had a great week. Hope you're having a great week. I am in San Diego right now for Comic-Con. I did some man on the street interviews. Tonight I'm doing a show at the House of Blues with Sal Vulcano from Impractical Jokers and Theo Vaughn, comedy extraordinaire. Of course, Theo has his Netflix special, No Offense, which is incredible. Sal from Impractical Jokers. Doing stand-up. House of Blues, pumped. Show is tonight, 7:30. So if you're in San Diego or you're nearby, come get tickets and come see us, 7:30, House of Blues. This weekend, Brad Williams, his bachelor party is commencing. So we will be out there. Might bring some mics. Might get some of the, the chaos on the internet for you guys. We'll see. We're going to feel it out, but... I want evidence of drunk Brad, because he's going to be having way more than two beers. today's episode might be one of Brad and I's favorites. We've done it a long time. You know her from MTV's Wild and Out. She's been on Fox's Punchline. She's an up-and-comer in the comedy world, and everybody knows her, everybody loves her. She's brilliant with characters and voices. Hilarious on Instagram, and she's from the Northwest, so she's got a special place in my heart. It's Becky Robinson. Becky fucking Robinson. She, one of the funniest people I think I've ever met. She's just, it's cool to see somebody that you, knew when they started out here, and then, to see, a couple years of, growth. You know what I'm saying? She's really starting to find her thing, and, find her voice, and, and, just got this go-for-it mentality of, I gotta do me. And that's what makes me happy, and that's where I think I'm gonna find the coolest opportunities. And her story is great. We just a lot of fun, silly tangents. Her time at Funny or Die, growing up in the Northwest, how she found she was funny. It's just, this episode just has it all. It's just a lot of laughs. When she masturbated for the first time with one of her friends side by side, that's a great story. They're all great. So enjoy the hell out of this one, and follow Becky on Twitter at Becky Robinson. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy, at Funny Brad, at ALN Podcast, ALN Podcast on Instagram, Adam Ray Comedy on Instagram, Brad Williams Comic on Instagram. Like I said, tonight, House of Blues San Diego, me, Theo Von, Sal Volcano. Come out and see us 7:30. And then next week, I'm in Montreal for the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival, July 25th through the 29th. So I'll be posting my shows on my website, adamraytv.com. I know I'll be doing the goddamn Comedy Jam on Thursday, the 27th. And then a few other shows, a Kevin Hart taping and a few others. So come out and see me. Montreal, Just for Laughs, July 25th through the 29th. And then, of course, Comedy Works in Denver, August 1st and 2nd at the Comedy Works South Club, headlining two shows there, 7:30 both nights. And then August 4th and 5th, that weekend, I'll be in San Diego back at the La Jolla Comedy Store, August 4th and 5th. Come out and see me. Avery Pearson coming along for both those shows to do the improvised crowd work music. Chicago, Zanies and Rosemont is August 16th through the 19th, and then Austin, Texas, Cap City. Oh, I'm sorry, Austin, Texas. I'll be at Cap City Comedy Club August 16th through the 19th, and then Zanies and Rosemont, Chicago, August 26th through the 29th. All that info and ticket purchasing opportunities at AdamRayTV.com. Brad Williams is at the Hollywood Improv July 26th. That is a Wednesday. And then Brad is headlining Dr. Grin's Comedy Club in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Is it Michigan? MI. Yeah, Michigan. In Grand Rapids, Michigan, July 27th through the 29th. Dr. Grin's Comedy Club in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And then August 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th, Brad is in Funny Bone, Omaha. Oh my God. He's at the Omaha Funny Bone in Omaha, Nebraska, August 3rd through the 6th. Go see Brad. Tickets at BradWilliamsComedy.com, AboutLastNightPodcast.com for all past episodes and your merch. As I said, we are working on designs currently for a new site and new merch, but shirts and hats are available at AboutLastNightPodcast.com. Thank you so much for listening and subscribing. Comment and rate the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done so yet. 5-star, click it, comment. We'll read some of those comments, and you'll have a chance to win some merch. So many great episodes coming up. Chris D'Elia, Theo Von, a bonus from Brad's bachelor party. So now that we got the tour dates, Twitter handles, and merch info out of the way, sit back, relax, enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with the very funny Becky Robinson.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day, so come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
No, I was walking in a place the other day, and the lady, and this has happened multiple times. She was like, do you want sparkling or tap?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'll take toilet.
And?
And I said it very, like, deadpan.
Yeah.
It was just like, how dare you offer me tap? And I didn't mean it in a cunty way, but I was like, tap?
Yeah.
Like, L.A. tap? I grew up in Oregon.
Yeah.
So when somebody throws out tap, like, it's normal, you
right.
know. It was just like, I said I'll take toilet, and she thought I was serious, and the whole day, just the whole meeting, just didn't go well.
Oh,
well,
yikes!
But I mean, we're in the kind of town.
She was just a front door lady.
We're
not even somebody that mattered.
No,
we're in the kind of town though where Gwyneth Paltrow could put on her website that, like, oh no, toilet water has the most bacterial enzymes that clear out your inner, and then everyone would just be like sucking from the toilet like dogs. Like that, like that would happen within a week.
Yeah.
And if I were Gwyneth Paltrow, that's what I would do. I would just say ridiculous things on my website and try to get people to do them.
Yeah. Oh,
that sounds like
non-stop.
A bare naked lady song. If I were Gwyneth Paltrow.
If I were Gwyneth Paltrow. That's how it go.
Nice. Yeah. I didn't need more of a song. I
no, just wanted, you know what? I wanted to crystallize it for you.
Providing another line of that song, and then I said,
what would it be?
No.
Now, did you back out because of your lack of bare naked ladies?
Steam my vagina.
The what?
I'd steam my vagina.
Steam my vagina.
Is Gwyneth Paltrow known for steaming vaginas?
Yes. She actually told people to steam their vaginas.
What does that mean?
That means you stand over a hot spring, legs akimbo.
No, because I did that the other day accidentally, and it was not. There were no
results. You steamed
results.
Your vagina?
Like, there was a hot Subway.
What, like a Marilyn Monroe
massive
style?
Massive air coming up.
Yeah.
And I happened to be wearing a skirt that day, which doesn't happen often.
It doesn't.
Oh.
I'm a pants guy.
Not even girl. Guy. So we're lucky we got her on a day where she's a woman.
And I never.
What
I
was
never,
the occasion?
I was walking over and somebody was like, you could have that Marilyn Monroe moment. So, of course, I spread my legs and like... It just didn't work out, you know? It was just a steamy do. Like, right now in LA summer, like, it's so nice. It's beautiful, yeah, but it's just like, I mean, I've had swamp puss the past 3 months, and I'm so
tired. That was my next question. How long has it been?
Yeah.
And you said 3 months, so I guess question answered. But what
swamp puss.
How hot does it have to get for swamp puss to be a real thing?
Like, it's just like whenever the second you open your car door and sit in your car.
Yeah.
The second it takes from you getting in to turning your car on to rolling, being like, what's wrong? Do I need the air on? Do I need the windows down? It's just like the puss becomes a swamp. Within that 15-second period, every shower, every spritz you put on it is done.
Fuck. There's no solutions, huh? Because I'm assuming this has been happening for a while.
Well, yeah. And you just forget. That's why I love New York. It's like you go there and it's like everybody that's hooking up must just be like, we're raw and sweaty.
And not
this
caring.
This is us.
Yeah, this right. is us.
That's
yeah.
the real NBC. This
yeah.
is us.
Yeah. Dude, this is an imposter. That,
sponsored
well, by sponsored by this
See,
is us. The real swamp puss. Yeah.
That's all I think about. And that's why I couldn't watch shows like The Walking Dead. Because when characters would hook up, I'm just like, oh, that smell. That smell has
oh
to be so
Oh, my God. That's where your
putrid.
Head went.
That it's supposed to be so bad.
Because
they don't have running water.
Right.
They're not showering. It's just death, and people have blood on them, and it's just like, oh, and now I need to have sex. It's like, or not.
I feel like that's a pretty solid, like, the smell of that, like, if that's just not up to standards, then, like, I mean, you've told me some hilarious dates you've been on, and not to segue into, like, a date that featured what we've been previously discussing, because that just feels like an immediate, like, and I'll see you never.
Yeah.
But I want to know... You can share this. Can you share with me the story that you shared at the Venice Underground?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that the candles are lit and that Brad is engaged and that we can just really.
I love that me being engaged is a thing.
It.
Like, well, because if I wasn't, then. Whoa. So would I not be able to control myself then since
no,
I'm sitting so close to you?
It's just like.
Dating in LA, first of all, give just tell us as dudes
you
what
know,
this is like.
You're gone now, Brad.
I'm gone?
You've left us. And we're left to race
so,
with the wolves.
It's so sad when you say it like that.
It is because it's a terrible thing.
Yeah, I feel like the moment from what was the Seth Rogen movie when they're all in hell, Earth Becomes Hell.
Oh, this is
the end. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. This is the end. I feel like this is the end where they get called up to heaven. Like I was called up. Like, hey guys, I've been chosen.
Yes,
I'm good.
That's
and now
it.
I'm like, and now I'm floating up, and then there's gonna be the Backstreet Boys when I get there.
You're the Chris Rock from Down to Earth.
Yes. That's, yes. Exactly.
Great that, reference.
Yes. Exactly. So.
So please.
I've been
come
chosen.
Down. I can't believe I told you that story.
Calm
by
down.
The way. Now
Why?
That I'm thinking,
you don't even have to retell it. I
no,
just.
No, it's fine.
If we could use that.
There was one specific thing that really stood out, and I think that's what I had told you.
Yeah.
About
well, yeah. I mean, can we? This you probably doesn't listen to this.
Yeah, because we had. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
If you're listening.
Well, we won't say his name, but he'll probably know from the description of
Jeremy
what
Jeremy Michael Katz. No, that's not his name. But he was Jewish.
Nice.
Billy Joel.
I love Jewish men.
You love Jews.
I love Jews.
Not a lot of Jews in Oregon growing up.
Not in
right?
Portland, really, or surrounding areas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where did you meet your first Jew?
Well, looking back in IP English, Ben Schwartz would have been
very,
my first.
Very but, Jew name.
Yeah.
That, I mean, if you're going to meet a Jew, what a Jew.
Yeah,
Ben
a
Schwartz.
A two-syllable name is,
That's ideal.
Schwartz is a powerful, like, there's no doubts
really?
About the tribe affiliation, the circumcision.
Yeah, no,
the
no
overbearing
one's like,
mother. Schwartz is like, you
Muslim?
Get all.
Yeah,
is there
no
a
one's
name
having that.
Where you're not quite sure about the overbearing mother?
Ray.
Yeah, okay.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that,
nobody thinks I'm Jewish.
Yeah.
Okay, but.
Because it was my from my
mom's
side.
You take one look at your Instagram story, you know you're
Jewish. Yeah, for sure. You know I'm Jewish, yeah. You go, family.
He's got a beard, Jew.
He's got a beard, yeah.
No, I mean, I just said, he seemed like a very family-oriented guy. Am.
When you met your first Jew, what did you...
I said I...
What did you...
What that did
would,
you do?
That would be the name of the game show when you meet your first Jew.
You know, I want
What did you?
What did you? I want to say the first Jews that I ever really, like, remember meeting, like, meeting just because they became such good friends were Nicole Shriver and John Brunitzky.
Yeah.
Because they would always talk like old Jewish women.
The best.
And that was when I was like, oh, this is what Jewish is. And then we would all kind of do it together.
Isn't it great when you don't really have a ton of experiences about that thing? You just go, this is what being Jewish is. It's talking like old Jews with other Jews.
And you talk about bagels and everything that's wrong.
Yeah.
Well, and and that's why, like, the show, and it's on Netflix right now, it's John Mulaney and Nick Kroll doing...
Oh, hello.
Yes, hello.
Oh, hello. Mm-hmm. I'm not Jewish. I don't know any old Jewish men, but when I see them do that show, I go, oh, I know exactly who those guys are, because I've met them.
Yes,
like,
yes.
We've all met some version of those characters.
Yes.
Wait, so what kind of people were you mostly exposed to growing up in what part of Oregon again?
Tigard, Oregon.
That's right.
Is that near Portland, or that's my only reference?
It's adjacent to Beaverton, which is Nike Town.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's about 15 minutes outside of Portland, like suburbs.
Got it.
Like, I lived in a cul-de-sac, but backing up to us was a forest.
Oh, awesome.
Sounds beautiful.
Best of both worlds.
It was okay. However, played in the forest quite a bit as kids.
You have to.
You know, and we went down. There was a little waterfall, which we were like, yeah, this is our Garden of Eden. And we would swim in it and stuff. And years later, we would come to find out that it was sewage runoff.
And that's why you're barely... And that's why you're barely over 5 feet tall, Becky. That's what happened.
I've got this little third ear growing out of my anus.
Isn't it so great that no adult has the wherewithal to give some insight into, like, the contents of a water in a forest, like, system? It's like, parent had to have heard, like, where did you spend all of the last 2 days, kids?
Yeah.
The river in the forest.
Right.
You mean the shit lake? You know? Just somebody say that, and maybe we can wear the same pair of pants twice in a week.
Shit lake sounds like the worst euphemism for diarrhea. Just like, what do you have? Oh, man, that's been a rough one. I've been going to shit lake. Oh, man, don't go there.
Yeah, nobody vacays there.
Nobody vacays in shit
what
lake.
What were your...
Worst spring break ever.
Or best, depending on where you were raised.
Why are the kids turning green at supper? We would also, like, cook, like, chicken nuggets and things. Like, we treated it like a spa. We would bake things in the oven and bring them down. To the shit lake.
Love that. What would you bake?
Because we were like, you know, we're having a picnic.
Yeah. Why not?
We'd bring Irish Spring soap and nuggets. Because we were going to bathe and we were going to eat good.
Holy shit.
I love that nuggets is your go-to, like, well, this must be a feast of the ages.
Well, first of all,
bring me a 20-piece.
Don't you ever
Three kinds of sauces.
How dare you knock the only food that could take you down.
As a kid, deep dish pizzas and nuggets.
Yeah. Done.
And as a grown-up, I must say.
Yeah, you've got a soft spot for the frozen delectables, yeah?
Well, okay. How do you know that?
I think I've seen a couple instas of like some nugget action.
Do you not?
Everybody does.
Okay. I think everybody does. I remember the first
time. But I'm
time,
just saying, like...
Everybody in LA
You have
does
a backstory.
It.
Oh, I feel like everybody does.
I hope so.
But nobody has the story that you have
people
addressed.
People just want to make you feel so bad for it.
Oh, get out of here.
Okay.
No, not you. The people.
No, I eat them nonstop. I love everything about shitty food. But pizza rolls, bagel bites.
Bagel bites.
Dino nuggets, regular.
Are you a Hot Pocket?
Of course.
Yeah, you have to be in this economy.
All right. Well, I'm glad you brought this up. Because I found out a fact about you that I have to know if this is true in doing my research about you.
Okay.
Were you really voted most likely to star in a Totino's pizza roll commercial in high school?
Where did you find that?
I'll take that as a yes.
I found that on your Wild and Out bio page.
Oh, my like that. People yeah. just write anything nowadays, huh?
Yeah.
I think in high school, the yearbook was most likely to star in a reality TV show, but which is basically
about Totino's speech.
Yeah.
yeah. Sponsored
by. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. I
thought
pretty accurate.
I thought, well, that's oddly specific. Totino's pizza roll commercial.
Files suck, huh?
People, yeah, the worst.
Well,
because
people have just to write edit them. Yeah, like, and yeah. then it's.
Because you Wikipedia. Have to write them, you have to act like you're not writing them.
Oh, yes. It's the best when you see those early ones of people like 2 years in. We probably all did this where it was like, oh, you know, a critically praised
rising star, yeah, one of the most original voices in comedy today, like
knocking down walls on the scene in just under a year.
He does the haha every other Sunday.
Yeah. I need everyone outside of show business to know that when you go to a comedy club website and you have a comedian and you click on it and they have their bio, that comedian wrote that bio. You have to know that. And then that makes
Don't
life
tell them that, Brad.
So much more funny. Because we have to write the bio.
That's funny, yeah.
Because no one else will do it. Yeah. Like, and especially if you're not. And it's amazing how long that bio will follow you.
I know.
Even if you update it, someone will find, like, the earliest version of your bio. Like, he's done open mic night at the Ruby Tuesdays. Like, you're like, I've done Showtime since then. Yeah. Nothing.
The places that will pop up when you, like, the places you first start, like, working or, like, headlining yeah. or whatever, will post your oldest bio, and it's just, like, I used to, because I, oh, God, the credits are just like, oh, no, I jimmied that in the early days,
yeah.
and it's coming back to bite me.
Right.
Like, I used to manage Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel's YouTube pages. That was my first job in LA.
No kidding.
But it was it was a 9-to-5. It was not an entertainment job. It was
what
not
year was
glamorous.
This, by the way?
It was 2013.
Okay. Yeah. When
like 2000 or like early 2014. Like yeah.
all right. Well, I kind of feel like when they're. I mean, they didn't just start using YouTube then, but I feel like both their YouTube pages took a significant.
Yeah, it was all me.
What would you do? That's insane.
Like, yeah. We would like optimize their thing before it all got outsourced to the Philippines. Like there was a group of us because it was a startup digital media company that was like, we can handle all the better. We'll do your thumbnails. We'll do your annotations. All that bullshit.
Wow. Yeah.
And that was like on my bio. I was like, she's been on the Tonight Show and Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, like, you doctored that.
People jimmied. I did not, but people would. I would never, but I did.
Well, and then you have.
I wouldn't deny it.
I would never deny it.
I have been on the Jimmy Fallon
right.
YouTube page.
I've worked with him.
I ate a shit ton of Jimmy Kimmel's pizza rolls every day. In his crafty, he has pizza rolls.
Well done, Jimmy Kimmel.
What would be your
just another reason why he's amazing?
When you get your own show, the Becky Robinson show, which no doubt will happen,
that needs to happen.
What would be on your list for craft? Like, what would you put in? You know, like saying, like, look, the shoot days can be this long.
Yeah.
The crew can be this big. You guys figure that out. Yeah. But here's what's going to be to eat and drink.
Well, required. First off, men would need to be shirts off. Required.
You know what? It's about time.
Yeah, it's finally, about time.
Let
we
us live our
time.
Lives.
Yeah.
Stop us being, you know, forcing us to be, you know, restrained by this cloth.
I'm, hashtag free the nipple, everybody.
Yes.
I don't want you guys in nice polos and in tough shoes and khakis.
Thank you.
You know, let it free.
And give us some oil so to accentuate those parts of our bodies.
And I'm going to let the really sexually frustrated interns oil those boys up. Oil up the men above them that, you know.
Gay, straight, whatever. Just,
doesn't
just oil
some men.
Just,
oil some men.
Just rub a torso. Yeah.
Everybody is glistening. But food-wise, for sure, it would be mandatory McDonald's and Taco Bell.
Well done. Any specific items?
Well, yeah. It would be cheeseburgers and fries and extra large Diet Cokes.
Extra large
from McDonald's.
Okay.
And just nuggets for days. Of course.
Yeah. How many nuggets, real quick, side tangent, have you purchased in one single order?
Oh.
And feel free to be honest.
There was one instance.
Yeah.
On a company card.
Wow. Yeah. Good night.
You know I went crazy.
You know I said you better call for backup.
You know,
Suzanne, one fryer ain't gonna be enough.
There's some, I just picture some Irish guy in the back, like, I can't make that many nuggets.
Yeah.
It's not designed to make that many nuggets.
When's the last time you've been to McDonald's? Is there any Irish dude working there?
I assume there's an Irish guy.
McNuggets.
McNuggets.
My name is McNuggets.
Nice.
It's a traditional Irish name.
So hundreds, I'm gonna assume.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's the best. Okay, yeah. So at TB,
I think it was 200.
That's a lot. But also not really. Like, they do, I think.
It was so much that they delivered it in the boxes that you would deliver stray cats in.
The same, like, airplane shelter box?
God. Yes. There were holes to for me, ventilation.
So the nuggets could breathe. Yeah. The guy putting them in was like, this is so many, we don't know what'll happen.
Yeah.
God, give him a chance to escape, maybe.
That sounds like a scene. All right,
that's amazing.
I might be showing my age here, but did any of you guys see the classic Disney film Blank Check?
Obviously.
No,
it's just a little bit past Becky's time.
Because that sounds like, all right.
How far was that after Dunstan checks in?
Great call.
Ooh.
Yep, and she's back in the game.
Before or after?
I think that was
after.
Before.
Then you
think
that? I may have not.
I don't know.
Seen it.
Norm, get on that. Get some
what
valuable.
Came first? Dunstan checks in. Is that the one with Matt LeBlanc and a monkey?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't know if his name was Matt LeBlanc, but there was definitely
Friends.
A big monkey.
The monkey's like a bellhop.
Yeah, well, yeah, Dunstan checks into the hotel.
Yeah.
Classic Disney move. What would happen if an animal that's not supposed to be there was there?
I don't feel like we have enough animal movies now. Like,
because
we used to have Air Bud and Dunstan Checks In and Homeward Bound and all these live action animal movies, and I just think they're gone.
Did you say Air Bud?
Yeah, Air Bud. All 47 of them.
Speaking of which,
ended with Air Bud does Bocce Ball. It was a bit of a stretch, but okay.
Yeah,
the
but
one
he
where
dominated.
The girl becomes a mermaid? There were so many.
Yeah. What was that? Splash?
No.
Oh, wait. That was The Mermaid Becomes a...
It was 13. Oh, 13 again? No.
Blank Check was first by 2 years in 94. Thanks, Norm.
Yeah, I missed that one.
Becky, here's a quick question, and then back to the McNugget story.
Absolutely.
You have a great voice, and you do VO, and I know you're just starting to, like, really rock and roll with it. If you could be voice of an animal...
I just grunted. Yeah, that
was I didn't want to
comment on that response, but I was like, look, I think that was thank you and McNugget. Like, I don't know what that was. That was a McNugget seizure. Where they're like, ma'am, I'll give you the 200, but I need to let you know there's
like,
going to be
I don't want to interrupt you from complimenting me, but I love it. Like...
That was perfect. That was your keep going?
Yeah.
Same right. All.
Yeah.
Go on.
So what, like Homeward Bound, right, where they're the voice of, you don't see the animals move their mouth, but there was, you know.
I know Michael J. Fox was one of the voices. I know that.
It was like a cat and dog. So if you could do that for a movie, or even be the voice of a Pixar character, like,
yeah.
I'm sure, once you get into this enough, we all think about what we'd want to be, right?
Yes. Oh, God, nonstop.
Like, we asked Dane Cook when he did Planes, and we joked about what other things, and he joked about, like, being the voice of, I think it was, wasn't it?
The 9/11 plane.
No. Jesus, no.
But that would be funny.
But that would be, yeah, that would be, we're ready for that.
We are ready as a nation for that.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to ask what voice that would be, so don't do it. But
yeah,
what would
the
you
voice,
be?
The voice of the 9/11
yep, that's pretty close. What would what would you want to voice? What animal? Or?
Well, there's this one little... It's kind of... I don't know. I remember watching Jenny Slate's thing way back in the day. She did that Marcel the Shell.
Yeah.
Way back in the day. And I can only do this voice sometimes when I'm really, like, either really raspy or what, but it's kind of like, I would want, it's a little turtle. Because, you know, I bring my turtles everywhere. I have a little stuffed animal turtle that named Leechy and a little other one named Nantuck. And it's kind of like, hi, I'm just a little turtle. And sometimes my parents... touch me, and you know, it's just kind of like that
would sound so fast.
Yeah, that was adorably terrifying.
Yeah.
Because everything is just very like, huh? Like everything.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the stuff I do is just like big.
Yep.
And I would love
so
to
you
be like,
really contained and quiet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that character or where does the voice for, where does that come from?
That's just,
when did you start?
That's just me during Pillow Talk. Something to look forward to, guys. That's where it all started.
Lots of squeaks.
No, so funny.
I don't know where it started. I don't know.
Like when did you first realize that you could do voices and characters?
Ever since I was a little kid, I think mm-hmm. the first voice I ever, like the first character that I really fell in love with was Fat Bastard.
Yes.
Austin Powers was everything growing up. It was just like, that was the thing. I was like, I think 8 or something, and I would just be like, that my parents have videos of me being like, you know, oh, I got a tassel head poking out. And I was just, you know, a little
get in
kid.
My belly.
Yeah.
So many great lines.
Listen, as a little person, that movie gives me severe PTSD. Because it's just a lot of stuff about eating little people.
Oh, yeah. It
drop
is
kicking
so,
little people.
Oh, it
I'm
is.
The size of a turd. I get it.
Oh, God.
You're more than that. What?
You see Bad Santa?
Yeah. With Tony Cox, because we all know each other. What's up?
You know the wrestling, the first boxing scene with Thurman Merman, when Billy Bob is trying to teach Thurman how to fight, how to box. He knocks out the guy,
mm-hmm.
and he like rolls as a fully stiff figure. Yeah, you seen that part?
Yeah, we can do that. Large asses.
If you were to get knocked out,
yeah. Well, first of all, I would explode into jelly beans. That would be the first thing that would happen. Just so we're clear.
So get your jar and/or sombrero upside down ready.
Exactly, and not those Harry Potter like vomit flavored jelly beans. The classics, okay? I'm talking grape,
bubblegum,
root beer,
popcorn,
strawberry. No, none of that shit, and not licorice. Fuck that.
Okay. Fuck licorice.
Fuck
flavor.
That licorice flavor. I
fuck Jaeger bombs.
Oh,
or yikes. Just Jaeger.
Just Jaeger in general.
I have an idea. Like so
basically,
long. Basically, since my college days,
Becky's against the Germans. That's what we're trying to say.
Back, yeah. How does that?
Wait, I feel like, were you gonna say something about blank check that did not get said?
Oh yeah.
No, I know just that feel was 18 like years yeah. Ago. I just feel like the ordering 200 nuggets or would be
that's
something
fuck you money,
and that would be something that a kid with a blank check would do. Like I'm a millionaire now.
But you were
200 nuggets.
You're on the company card. You said
that was me at Funny or Die. That's why I got fired.
No, it's not.
No, it was for the right reasons.
Yeah.
I mean, it was time.
Wait, so you when you
I didn't get fired.
Your first job out here, well, there's a few things I still want to go back to. You doing voices and when that
start.
Let's continue on that path, and we'll jump back to you in L.A. with the first job.
Let's start with the good jobs.
So you're growing up in where is it again, Oregon? What tribe?
Near Beaverton.
Tigered.
Okay.
Tigered, Oregon.
And what do you, so you see Austin Powers, but like,
it was
anybody in the family? Like, I feel like you strike me as someone that it was just like performing from the get-go.
Well, I was the youngest of three, and my parents wanted to. And so it felt like in order to be noticed, you better do something.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's videos of us as kids and my sister actually says to camera, she's so cute. And I come out and like my sister looks at the camera and she's like, well, she's cute, but she's not coming home with us, is she?
Whoa!
And like it was just... God. You know, and
right then, dollar signs in Jerry Springer's eyes. In 15 years, these kids are going to be great.
The surgeon goes, Jerry. Dude, that's not appropriate. God. Wait a minute. She says that to camera?
Yeah, she was so emotional because she's a middle kid and she's. She
that's
had
a big
of
deal.
Because she knew she wasn't the star anymore.
I know. And she's such a sweetheart. And she's the funniest person in the family.
Yeah, she's
how
dead.
So?
She's
she
dead
just
now.
Is.
But before
she
then.
Has the timing and everything. She passed away. In the Tualatin River, one of the murder cases you might have heard about. But, you know, we don't talk about it. And but she was just always, I think, I don't know if it was because I came out or not, but, like, she just always was like, well, she never wanted attention. She was just like, well, I'm funny, but, like, I want to be funny to my friends, not to, like, the world.
It's more pressure once you start to try to take whatever you figure out you can do and you're like, oh, I'm going to go public with this. You know what I'm saying, though? Like, that's why a lot of people will say to us, like, man, I admire what you, because everyone, I feel like, has felt that, right? Like,
so
I could do that, and then they choose not to for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Or,
they're like, I like being the star of my friend group.
Totally.
I like being the funny guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's enough for me to get a nut.
When did she, that's a saying. When did she recognize in you that, like, oh, shit, I've got some competition in the fam?
Well, I think from the second I popped out, she was upset. But you know, we were like best friends. My brother was older. He's 33.
Yeah.
That's so old.
You know, he's ancient. So Sarah and I
I'm 33. Adam's 36.
35. Fuck you.
Yeah. Don't round up.
Wow, dude.
Don't look a day over 32.
Thank you.
Okay.
You guys both are 31 in my book.
You said that so begrudgingly.
Yeah, like, what's a number that won't sound like I'm lying?
Yeah. 31.
31? But
I just envy. I mean, I envy you guys for your like your comfortability and your you know, you're like good in the world.
Yeah,
go like, sure.
I feel like Becky Robinson fashion. That means go on.
I feel like my Sherpa told me that on my last ayahuasca trip.
Wait, what do you mean
you're good in the world?
What do you mean good in the world?
Like I get a compliment and I'm like, you know, like there's just things that I don't know. You know,
you're still like taking it all in.
I guess.
As are we. We're just, but that's the beauty.
When you get to the ripe old age of 33 and 39, which Adam is, you get to start. You get to start to accept things more, and you learn how to take compliments.
Does that
Adam being in his early 40s, he's way better at it than I am.
Yeah.
Like,
hey, look, when I play pick up pickleball at the Bally's/Curves combo in Rancho Cucamonga, they tell me that I have the best backhand of any 45-year-old.
The Rancho Cucamonga star, Adam Ray.
Is coming to play pickleball for free again.
The morning radio. All of you cougars, come on down.
Whoa, Coug City and Cucamonga for sure.
Coug City and
why is there not
Cucamonga?
Why is there like a John Mellencamp song? Coug City and Cucamonga.
It's Coug City and
getting laid in Cucamonga.
Cucamonga.
That should be a movie.
Oh my god!
Why is their minor league baseball team not called the Cucamonga Cougars? I feel that's a missed opportunity.
That should be a league of their own, part two.
Right?
Oh man,
it comes back.
Get that going. Did you love that movie too? Did that have an impact on you, like Austin Powers?
Of course. When she did the splits and caught the shit.
Wow.
My god. God.
Which Does Austin
Powers have an impact on you like Austin Powers?
Did Dottie Dotson have who was
Dottie?
Dottie, I don't know the last name.
Which Austin Powers, but like what else comedically? Like
well,
that.
Well, you know, because were you either of you the youngest?
I was.
You're the youngest of two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
me too.
Like, you know, you get to see shit before you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was Austin Powers and Deuce Bigalow, Male Gigolo.
Nice.
Was the other main thing that we have footage of where I'm sitting, you know, and I'm just like
glued.
Yeah. Just quoting. It's just like, oh, yeah. You know, saying weird shit, like sexual shit that I didn't know was sexual.
Yeah.
I didn't know what sex was yet. And I had very Chrissy Crossy teeth, just butter yellow teeth, and saying these weird things, but like.
But it was funny to you.
I'm trying to think of what.
Well, and it probably got reaction from your family.
It was that one line that was, she was like, cakes and pies, cakes and pies. That one lady that would. I would just say that nonstop whenever I, like, as a kid would get turned on. Like, if dinner was coming out, I'd be like, cakes and pies. And my dad would be like, Becky, no.
He saw the future of that. He's like, that's not going to go well for
us. Chicken and veggies, god damn it. Yeah. Learn what food is.
Because we were from the South.
It's such a fun voice to do.
I know.
Nobody talks like that in the Pacific Northwest, unfortunately.
It's the best voice.
What was the first voice you remember doing, like, I don't know, in school? Or for me, it was like when I would hear teachers, because I feel like just teachers, you know, were just, for whatever reason, had such distinct.
Yes.
Like I had a teacher, math teacher named Mr. Pappas. And he'd talk like this. Hi, I'm Mr. Pappas. And we would call him Mr. Pap That Ass. And he hated
it.
Such an unoriginal yet still hilarious. Like for kids.
Yep.
It's for great.
Still makes me laugh.
It's what you.
But I'd never heard that type of voice before. Hey, just really. Oh. You know, I was like, that's a person. That's a type of voice.
That's a real living person. Like, in this community.
In our there's a he has a house and a car that he goes to.
Yeah.
What was like the first one that you remember hearing? And you were like, oh, I'm gonna mimic that for sure.
Right now, during this podcast, currently, the one I remember is my theater teacher, Mr. Holinsky, who was very like, no, kids. He had one earring and always just the most complicated pattern button downs. And he would just be like,
Now, kids, I need you. No, that's not what you're gonna do on that move. I need more facial No.
Sounds like a guy who's constantly having orgasms.
Constantly coming.
That was the biggest theater trick he taught them.
Yeah. And he had a good...
Constantly coming was a failed sitcom in the 80s.
He had a good body and a nice California tan.
Oh.
I know that's a weird thing to say, but no? I remember being like, Cali's where I need to be.
Wow.
Just from that? His tan? Seeing God, like, seeing I was guys like, that is, talk like this.
This is a real actor. him and then the woman that used to drive me to gymnastics every day, my best friend's mom, Paige's mom, she would drive us to gymnastics every day. We'd carpool because she was a gymnastics teacher and she was from the South. And she would be like, you know, she would run 1,000 errands. Did you ever have a parent where you would carpool with that wouldn't take you to and from practice?
Yes.
They would run 80 errands to and fro?
Yeah. I had one.
Wait, so on the way to practice, they would stop to
or
do their
home.
Day?
Yeah.
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 For sure.
It was sucked.
Yeah. Yeah, because as a kid, you just wanted to go home. And this was before the time of, just play on your iPhone.
Yeah.
So you didn't have,
You had to play with the kid. That you were supposed to be friends with because the mom was taking
you. Oh, isn't that the worst when forced carpool, like, friendships? Yeah. You're like, dude, nothing about Caleb interests me. He picks his nose and eats it and turns and faces the window like I don't see, but yes. That shit reflects off the rearview mirror.
We're going to talk during this 12 minutes ride to school, but once I exit this van, you're dead to me, Caleb.
Out of my life.
You are dead to me.
Dude, there was a kid that used to, like, count out loud and then, like, congratulate himself because he could count to a certain number. So he'd like look down at his hand. I never knew what the fuck he was counting. He'd look down at his hand and he'd go, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then he'd go, yes.
No.
And I would literally to this day, what? That's fucking super weird and making me feel bad. And I don't even know what the fuck you're counting. I'm sitting in the back seat and I'll be like, what'd you just count? He's like, it's all, don't worry about it. Yes. And I was like, dude, I'm so close to fucking strangling you with this seatbelt if you don't let me in on this count sesh. Anyway, so that was, did you have a guy like that?
I had a girl like that named Paige who became my best friend, but I hated her at first because she was always doing somersaults in the van. And what? I was like, can't you sit still for 5 seconds?
Save
we're headed to
turf.
Gymnastics. For fuck's sakes. Like, we're about to be somersaulting for the next 4 hours, bitch. And you can't stop fucking moving in the seats.
We're going to a place that kind of stuff is acceptable. That's like the kid version of playing the band's music on the way to the concert.
Yes.
You're like, we're about to see this
that's
shit.
So
don't
funny.
Ruin it.
We're good.
Don't exhaust all of your energy on this shit. But we later, she's the one who I think really like made me weird and made me be not like a normal like sit still person.
Well, when you're doing somersaults in a van.
She was a weird little nugget.
You looked up to her.
I think I was kind of serious at that point. And then when I saw her, I hated her at first. But then eventually I came out of my shell and I was like, well, if you can't beat him, join him. And I just like started somersaulting with her. And like her, they were from Texas. Her whole family was from like Dallas. And her mom was always like, wow, we gotta go down to Costco and we got to get a bunch of shit. And like it just sucked. So there was so much time for
mayonnaise, tires, I don't know, whatever.
Get your samples or whatever you want to do. Like we had so much, I had so much time with her that like, and we eventually formed this friendship. And she actually just got married. She ended up moving, her parents got divorced. She moved to this tiny town in Texas recently. And
she got called up too?
I had to give a speech at her wedding. And it was, wow. I'm sure you guys.
Yeah, let's talk about this. Comedians giving wedding speeches.
This is something that is bullshit about this profession.
Yeah.
People, I mean, expect you to give a speech.
Not the same thing.
Just fucking kill it. That's why my best man speech, I'm having my brother-in-law do it. He's not a comedian.
Thank you.
Because, like, I don't want a comedian to essentially be like, God, it's gonna be this is gonna be great.
Yeah.
This is gonna be a whole like it's gonna be a fucking HBO special. It's like
No, and by the way, go ahead.
You said your brother-in-law?
Yeah.
Just got me and you did give a speech or you
He's going to give the speech.
Okay.
He's gonna give the best man speech at my wedding.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, and now he's gonna be there staring into the eyes of a bunch of professional comedians, so that's gonna be very nerve-wracking for him.
Are you gonna help him or no?
Hell no.
Are you sure?
I will with one of these.
Do you wanna
Boo!
That's the thing. Do you wanna have a good wedding video or do you wanna have some bombs?
No, he's a naturally funny dude.
Yeah, he'll know what he said.
I think that's gonna be like sweet and stuff. I think nobody goes out of the way to pick the speech giver, like knowing like this is gonna be this will be the wedding and divorce in the same day. Like the person usually has some performing abilities.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when it but when they don't, let's all be honest, that's some of the greatest shit you'll ever see.
It is. It's almost more entertaining.
A relative that just like doesn't know when to not be racist or misogynistic or every type of inappropriateness, they like go, I'm going to just wrap that up into one paragraph and say it to everybody.
Yes.
Point at people I don't know.
And all the grandparents are clapping. And you're just like okay.
Remember the first time we saw black people? Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Remember what you said?
Jerry, you were there.
Cut. No. Yeah. Cut his mic.
Wait. Jeremy Knuckles.
Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the episode. Brad Williams and Adam Ray here. Just want to tell you guys real quick about one of our new sponsors that we are fucking loving. And I say loving with a capital L and a capital oving.
That's right. Mac Weldon. Mac Weldon.
Heard of them?
Premium menswear. This stuff is so comfortable. They sent us a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
The underwear is fantastic. And the underwear doesn't make you smell. It's antimicrobial.
I didn't know what that was, a word or a thing.
I had to Google it 4 or 5 different times, but apparently it's awesome.
That to me is always the strong sign of a dope clothing company. A, that has clothes that fit you and are super comfortable. And like, we both got these and we were a little skeptical because they claim to be the most comfortable clothes. And then we both put them on and we're like, oh shit, like the socks are as comfy as the underwear, are as comfy as the hoodies, are as comfy as the sweatpants.
I'm wearing a sock on my dick right now.
Yeah, I know. And I love that about you. You're a sock dick now.
Yep.
And, you know, when they have like antimicrobial things, it just, to me, that's always like they're going above and beyond and really trying to cater clothes and make clothes that are not only comfortable and look good, but like feel good on your body. And that's the whole point of wearing clothes, right?
That's right, Adam. So go to macweldon.com and use promo code ALN to get 20% off right now.
That's a lot of percent. And the clothes are so comfortable, if you don't like your first pair, you can keep it anyway, and they'll still refund you. No questions asked. Who else does that? Does Quiznos?
No.
Fucking no, man. Go to MacWeldon.com right now. And now back to the episode. Wait, so what did you, how did the speech go?
Yeah.
Well, I had gotten in, I mean, she was my best friend for all, she's the longest best friend I've ever had. But then she moved away for those very important years of life where you learn about the world and shit.
Right.
And she moved to this tiny, tiny town in Texas where, and this is something I was talking about with a friend the other day, like they were ignorantly racist to the point where it was almost cute.
Sure.
So bad it came all the way around.
If you can imagine like a bunch of cute girls with bumpets in their hair being cute about their ignorant racistness. I don't know if that...
Yeah, it's a category on Pornhub. You can look it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those ignorantly,
Racist.
Like, and this was not a part of the cuteness, but this one
do
girl it, was
do me like you're earning a green card. Yeah, that's my favorite line. That's my favorite line.
Too soon.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh man, you know, like the bridesmaid dresses we had to wear with cowboy boots was just not a thing that I would ever do. And this one girl the night before was like, "Yeah, if there had been a black person at this wedding, I wouldn't have come." Which was not one of the cuters at all cute statements all. It was just like, are you like the night
and
before?
Like dead serious.
At the wedding pre-wedding bonfire, I had some very choice words for the group.
Good for you.
So then the day of the wedding, I just let it all come out.
Oh my
because
God.
Because everybody was like homophobic and ignorantly racist. And I mean, I kept it light and fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I said a couple things.
Can you share?
I trickled in a couple, you know.
Good for you,
like,
by the way.
I couldn't help it. I had 19 vodka tonics. I was wearing cowboy boots. I was so out of my element. I was like, nobody's taping this.
Right. And you're never going to, like, this isn't the group where it's like, we see each other all the time.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You can get in and then ghost. Like, you're
gone. But you know what? It's so easy to not do that. So I applaud you for doing that. Because that's like, you know, whatever impact you had on them, like, I feel like was greater than not doing it. Especially in that setting where people are kind of, not expecting a little, you know.
A little zest to the night.
Wait, so can you share any contents of this, the pump-up speech?
I mean, the main thing that I remember is, there was a couple things, but they had one black man at the wedding who was working the DJ booth. And in the middle of my speech, not part of the party,
he's a DJ?
He was DJing.
Okay.
And I remember being like, I'm bummed. I wish I could have brought my black boyfriend. He would have loved to have worked here tonight. That got a couple of looks from the grandparents. And then I said something. I was just like, I'm just like bummed that he swooped her up off her feet. I wish like I would have got in there first. Like we practiced masturbating together at one point. Like we did that together for our first times. So I was like, Paige, you know if you like that, you know when you first discover like when
but
you
but that's innocent. That's not
I know and it yeah. was and it's probably not like wedding appropriate, but I was like, whatever, we're in no. Crockett, Texas. I'm bringing this shit up. Like
Siamese masturbation.
We first explained.
Yes. Yeah, that's not the term. But oh, wait, yes. So
but
how,
I
do,
love that
how does that even?
If you please.
Nice,
we
not creepy at all.
Played 2 to 3
wait.
Hours of Donkey Kong, and I was like, "Did you know that if you touch this part, something feels okay, like better wow. than okay?"
And then you were like, "Yo, strength in numbers."
Mm. Yes.
How do you bring that up? Who initiates? So you said Donkey Kong was going on.
We played Donkey Kong for a couple hours, like as kids, you know.
That's
and then
foreplay.
We were like napping. we were
oh,
like,
God,
we ate a
barrels
bunch of,
just do it for me.
We ate a bunch of goldfish and we were like napping and stuff before gymnastics. And I was like, did you ever put the finger like around your vagina?
Yeah.
Like it can, it, there's things that like sometimes it feels really good. And then I was like, just try this or that. And like, it was never like we like touched each other.
Right, you were holding hands.
Wasn't crossing the streams.
But like, we definitely explored side by side, Siamese mode.
You know what?
Talk slower.
Now look, I understand and also do not condone what you just said. But
did guys not do this?
Do you want us to admit it or not?
you must have.
I did something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Where you were like, Bryson, did you know that if you put your
Bryson
hand on your,
Tiller.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Bryson is the name of a guy who was like, I'm definitely down to
it's
jerk
like,
it.
Yeah,
while you
Brad,
jerk it.
Brad and Bryson. That's definitely two white boys from Orange County. Yeah. We're not from North Dakota with Brad and Bryson.
Except it wasn't Donkey Kong. It was.
It was.
It was the Power Pad. Remember the Power Pad from Nintendo?
Oh, God.
Where you'd have to run and play track and field? Well, all that running, that worked up a sweat.
That's so, man, you do, I mean, look, see, here's what I want to say about that. Brad, you're a creep. And also,
I'm joking.
He was joking with the slower comment. Yes. But also, I feel like, you know, shit, that stuff is so daunting as a kid. So, like,
yeah.
That's why,
yeah.
Like, to have somebody with you at that, you know, I can, you know, you guys can probably speak to it better than I can, but, like, it made you feel more comfortable to at least.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, like, well yeah.
I just
yeah,
masturbated Adam, 6 weeks
yeah,
ago.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah. This is a whole new world for Adam.
Of course, yeah. No, this is all new to you.
Yeah.
You haven't heard about it.
Yeah.
You know, we're on Florida the Friend.
mine was my buddy essentially played your role and said, like, you know when you. When you grab it, it feels good. So I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. So I went to the bathroom, and then like I started grabbing it, and then I remember yelling through the bathroom like, it does kind of feel good.
Were parents home?
No, they were not. They were not home at that point.
Funny.
And I just have this. Like, now that I look back on that situation, that's such like an American Pie moment where you would just see like Jim's dad walking by. It feels really good when you grab it.
Like, hey Bryson.
Hey, we were like comparing notes. Like, how do you grab it?
Do you cup the balls or no?
Wait, now, so you.
Oh, we weren't that advanced.
Yeah, that's third grade at least.
Yeah, that's third grade, man.
Wait, so now the amount of. You've been to a handful of weddings, yeah, in the handful, a couple of years, or?
Just three.
Okay.
But I've given a speech at every one.
For real?
Yeah.
Now, do you get to a point where you're like, I'm retired, like, don't ask me?
Well, I've only been to three, so I don't.
But that's a lot. I've been to, like, 20, I've given three.
Yeah, I've never.
Oh, okay. I can't wait to go to a wedding and not have to give a spiel.
It's the best.
Yeah, because you don't
just not have to worry about it.
Imagine.
Yeah, you're not stressed out while everyone else is drinking, having a good time. You're just sitting there like going over your notes. Like,
also, it's just like we're on stage so much. Like,
I know,
unless
it's like if you're not paying me, you better expect a subpar speech.
For sure. Also, yeah.
Like, I mean,
I agree.
You know, you're gonna get what you paid for, and I am in the negatives coming to this wedding, bitch.
Here's what I would suggest, because you are a character, you know, extraordinaire. You love to play characters. You've got, I feel like you're the only person I know other than me that has as many wigs as you do.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You just have way less puppets. But
I've been out to lunch with you three times. Every time you've been a different wig.
Oh, I have pictures of you in my wig.
Yep, yep.
Oh my god, that was the sweetest thing I've ever
that
heard.
That was a fun morning.
That was.
But
that
why
was...
don't? But,
oh god.
But why don't you get show up to one of these weddings in full character and give the speech that way and be like, "Yo,
idea.
Becky couldn't make it, but I don't know, Hillary Clinton is, Pickles is."
Yeah, that's a fun idea.
Right?
I love that. Yeah, why that's a you... way more fun idea.
Give me
yeah.
a break.
I just yeah, did this... because then if you like, it, you can be. In a character, and if you bomb, it's whatever.
Who
it's
gives a shit?
Yo, I've been thinking about doing that. I just did this roast in Boston of a big baseball player, and yes. I don't do roasts.
I did not know who it was.
Yeah, you can tell
it was
me, right?
Remember, I commented on your thing, and I was like, "Who's Big Poppy? Who, oh, yeah. What's his name?"
Yeah, Big Poppy.
Big Poppy.
David Ortiz. Yeah,
she's
yeah.
like, "I think that's a Pitbull song."
Yeah, yeah. But I went full character because I was like,
yeah,
this will make me feel comfortable. And also, this is what I do. Why would I not?
Yes.
There's no rule book for this shit. Let me
amazing.
Just decide. So same thing. It's like, that would be unreal. If you showed up like full garb, like,
yeah.
and then committed, A, I feel like people are very impressed. And if they don't know, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And B, you just have a lot more leeway to say shit, I feel like.
Yeah, you can get away with anything. That's the beauty of doing yeah. character. How was that?
It was unbelievable. It was one of the greatest things I've done to this point.
Of your whole career.
Yep. Because also, the initial response... I think it was Tom Brad this where when Josh Wolf asked me, my initial gut was just like, nope, because it's roast. I don't do that. And then I was like, I remember Louis C.K. saying something at one point where he was just like, anytime he had this approach for a bit. Anytime I feel myself about to, put the kibosh on trying a new bit
yeah.
or do something that scares me, I always do it. He said, because I just always grow so much from that.
Yeah.
Whether the bit bombs and whatever, or it crushed, like, but just, you know, saying yes when you're just like, nah, my initial, so that was the, you know, and then to have it be so great was fun. But yeah, I mean, playing characters, it's, you know, that's,
yeah.
I want to now do roasts as characters.
Yeah. And I mean, in this day and age, especially when everybody's getting so offended,
yeah.
it's a real nice little loophole.
Oh, yeah.
To kind of be like, well, I was in character.
Right. Yeah, it's the yeah.
It wasn't me, man.
It's the Jeff Dunham defense where he's like, the puppet's racist. I don't know what he's saying.
What? I love the blacks.
Have you?
We could tell when you call them the blacks.
That was coming from my puppet water bottle. No.
But I want to know, I was segueing from the wedding stuff into the, you know, you do a bunch of videos, but there was yeah. one probably that got the most views out of anything, right? That you've put up, the proposal thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
McDonald's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which,
combining two of your loves.
Was not your... In, like, this was not the intent for this to go viral the way it did, or was it? I don't know.
It was. It was, It was at the time when, like, all of those flash mob proposals were, like, really popping off.
Yeah.
And they were... Everything I've ever done has usually been, like, driven from a point of anger.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like I see it and I'm like, God. Ah,
yeah.
So you saw the other videos.
Stupid flash yeah. mob proposals.
Yeah.
So
did they make you sick?
It was just kind of like, all right,
enough
already.
Yeah. Didn't you see 90 of them last week? Why would you go out of your way to also do that?
Right. Yeah. They're all doing them. And, you know, the surprise proposal. And you know, we were dating at the time. And he kind of had a bit about, like, all these proposals, like, yeah, you take a girl to Hawaii and whatever, and, like, of course it's not a surprise. And then I was like, what if we, like, staged a proposal and, like, tried this thing? And we shot it with my GoPro, and it was, like, so shitty. Like, when I watched it, the acting was so bad that we were like, we can't post this.
Really?
Yeah, and I sent it to my friend because we had done a couple, like, fake viral videos, and I was like, I don't think I should post this. And he's like, just post it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. And we did, and then it just went kaboom.
Yeah. And,
yeah, millions.
And, yeah, over a million hits. And I remember just around L.A., maybe this is because, like, yeah. I'm not so plugged into the scene, but, like, a lot of comics didn't know if it was real or fake.
Yeah. Yeah, most people. My parents didn't.
Oh, no shit?
No, yeah.
Because it was he... I mean, people need to look it up. I guess they can type in your name, proposal.
Yeah, McDonald's proposal fail.
But
it was
he,
the best part about that whole thing. It was on the homepage of, I think, Time Magazine or Time.com next to Caitlyn Jenner. Like, because Caitlyn, that was happening at that time. And
yeah.
we were like, fighting for the homepage spot with Caitlyn.
Wow.
It was like, fuck yeah, dude. We're as big as Caitlyn.
Yeah.
That's insane. And I read, I watched the video again today, and then I read some of the YouTube comments.
Oh yeah, yeah, the comments were bad.
Some, like, okay, the comments are insane. My favorite was like, this bitch, like, if you get a ring, you say yes. Doesn't matter how, like,
yeah. It, which, like, I'm fully on America's side. Well, I mean, yeah. I, you know, it's just like, it was so, it's such a funny insight to, like, America and, like, American, I don't know, culture of
Americana,
like,
sure.
Americana love culture. It's just like, a lot of them were mad because I ate his fries, and then I, like, I said I didn't want anything at the drive-thru, and then I ate his fries, and they were like, oh, that fat bitch. And then,
Jesus.
Yeah.
They go right to that.
Of course.
Yeah, it's just the easy.
It's just a standard move. I'm hungry. Give me your fries. Yeah.
How often do you read comments for anything that you? Because you post videos very consistently.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy doing that, or is it out of like I need to? Yeah.
I think the last one of the main like bigger things I haven't read comments for was the last time we did Funny or Die off of stand up. I didn't read those comments.
Yeah.
Did
never.
You?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
there's certain things where I'm like, yeah, just, you know.
I am so poor people. They have to follow you on Instagram.
Yeah.
Your Instagram is great.
I love Instagram.
Where did Paper Chasers come from?
2017 Paper Chasers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That came from, again, a point of...
This is Inside the Actor. Yeah. Tell us where Paper Chasers came from.
Inside the Actor Studio.
Who's your favorite Paper Chaser?
The Paper Chasers. That came from another just point of anger. Like, I feel like I was fresh off Wild Now, and everybody was like, never stop hustling. We're always up in the studio. You know what I'm saying? Getting this money. We never stop working. And it was like, honestly, mostly Nick Cannon. I was like, enough already. Like, you're trying to tell me you never take a break for a couple of Coronas?
Yeah,
dude. Ever?
No, come on.
But I mean, I fully respect that. Like, I'm fully, like, but it's
dude,
just
got,
like,
dude, you got
God,
kids.
God, as a young, I don't know, like, as a, I don't know. It's just like, I was just like, all right, 20, like, you know, let's constantly nonstop be being like, we're chasing this paper. I just wanted to, like, shove it down people's throat. I'm never not chasing paper. And even when I was doing really fuckboy shit, I wanted to be like, 2017 Paper Chasers, motherfuckers. Stack that bread, bitches. Get your coins.
So great.
Secure your guap.
Did he show up to much Wild and Out?
Yeah, every episode, yeah.
He but I mean, it. Like, you know, pre-show, post-show, like.
Yeah, he was present. He would come in and he would, like, DJ in the green room in between and stuff, and yeah. Hmm.
That was a pretty cool experience, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some experience.
Yeah, it was so fun. Yeah. It was crazy. It was, like, the first show I had ever, it was, like, live, and there were.
And it's something you audition for and book that, like, has cachet. That's,
that
like.
That I never thought. I mean, that first audition, I was like, there's no way in a million, you know, you go into so many auditions, like, there's no way I'm never gonna. And it was one of those things that, like, one question led to another. They were like, oh, we like that. Oh, we like that. And it was just, it just so happened to happen, like, right after the comedy rap battles. And I was like, yeah, I've been doing this thing, Little Pickles, and I rap. Mm. And
did you bring a lot of wigs in?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't bring any wigs in. But my callback, I wore a do-rag. And I remember the callback was at, like, 8 a.m. And I was still working at Funny or Die, and I had to be there every day at, like, 9, 9:30, 10, noon, whenever. And I remember driving down Wilshire that morning for the callback, and I was like, there's no way I'm ever gonna get this. Like, I don't really rap, and why would I ever get this?
Yeah.
And I had already put my do-rag on, done my makeup, and I was driving down Wilshire, like, business Wilshire, you know. Mm-hmm. And there were, like, people side by side, and I had my windows down, and I was listening to, like, Nicki Minaj and, like, feeling it, and I, like, looked next to me and my little baby blue do-rag on, and I looked at this girl who just looked so miserable in her car, like, screaming on her phone, and I was like, oh, fuck yeah. Let's get this shit.
Let's get that paper.
And it was just like, I don't know. It was just this moment of, like, because I remember driving to, like, a 9-to-5 when I first moved to LA, and I was like, yeah, we don't have to do that anymore.
How did you find out?
I'm not doing that anymore. So, like, just have fun, and I don't know.
Was that a, wait, the 9-to-5 was the YouTube job?
Yeah.
And quickly into that time, you were just like, man, this is, like, not for me. I need to find a way to get out and supplement the income other ways, yeah?
A little bit, yeah. A year in, I had like started getting loose help from a manager, and I submitted to write for Nikki Glaser's show, and I got it, the job.
Yeah.
And it was like to write on her pilot, and I was like, I'm out. See your benefits, and I just like left.
Good move.
For, like, a 2 month long job.
Yeah.
And there were like ups and downs after that, but yeah, it was he never looked back, you know?
Yeah.
Where do you get this grind mentality, by the way? Is this from the Pacific
Cannon.
Northwest?
Obviously, he was telling him to chase paper every day.
He never
for real?
Stop.
Never stop chasing paper.
For real, though? No, but I mean, 50 like...
50 Cent. Really? So I'm being funny. Honest.
I bet you are.
No, I don't know. I mean...
Why do you love it? Why are you constantly, like...
Like, working?
And making, and every day, and just going out of your way to do, because look, there's no rule book for any of this. Nobody, you don't have to be posting stuff. You don't have to be, you obviously can tell you enjoy it. And that's like, I think for a lot of us, like carries a lot of the weight for us continuing to do it. But like when you wake up and you like, what gives you the most like excitement? Like you find a new wig or you do a new voice or like you a new bit or just a new dance move. You dance a lot.
Dancing is the one, like, release, definitely. But dancing and running are, like, the two main releases. But, like, all characters started with voices, for sure, for me. But this year and the past year, I feel like all stemmed from, like, just laughing. Because it was just, like, things got really business. I don't know. It's just, like, when things start to get serious and, like, money and, like, with jobs and stuff... And it starts to get a little crazy and you start to get stressed and it's all new to you. And it's like not 9 to 5 new to you. You have to learn to like be a working entertainer, not like you just got lucky. Like this is your job now. It was just, it all came back to like being able to laugh at stuff. And whenever I would like wake up and find something that made me laugh, I was just like, oh, yes.
I like this.
This is
reminding yourself.
We're going to make this. Oh, this cool. is funny. And it was just like trusting whatever I think is funny and not being like, oh, I see this person on Instagram making these types of videos. I want to do that. It was just like, no.
Just whatever you think is funny.
Yes, yeah. Because there's so much shit nonstop now. It's just like, oh.
Yeah, and you do, one thing I love about you is that you do so many different things, whether it be your characters, whether it be stand-up, whether it be the rap battles that you do here in town, whether it be the new dance battles that you're doing. Like,
You guys got to do that show.
Really?
Done. Comedy dance battle.
I feel like I've got like 9 moves and they'll all be used in the first 12 seconds.
You two would destroy.
Against each other or together?
All we got to do is do that one move where like we hold hands and like pass the power and like
that's
do that wave
one.
Thing
that's
back and forth.
One.
And we then we're good.
Sprinkle in a little dirty dancing. I don't know.
We know you can do the lift.
We know the Urkel.
Yeah. We can do the Urkel.
Yeah, you have more than you think. I mean, you guys, you have so many moves.
Will you be our coach?
I can.
Yes.
I've been the master of the cha-cha slide at weddings. I can.
There you go.
Take it back now, y'all. You know, that's me.
One hop this time.
What? I don't know what Charlie Brown is, though.
I don't either.
Every time it goes, Charlie Brown, everyone's like, that's when all the white people just look at each other like, can someone find us a black guy? We don't know what to do here.
What is the Charlie Brown?
I don't know. I know it. Hands on your knees. Hands on your knees. I know that. But then.
Crisscross.
Yeah, crisscross. Okay, got that. But then Charlie Brown. Like, you can't just throw out a random cartoon strip character and expect us to be like, oh, okay, we know what they like.
Yeah, you can.
Do the Garfield and Odie. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Oh my God, so good. All right, you need to make a song of all cartoon shout outs.
Yeah. Come on, everybody. Dilbert. Go fuck yourself. Yeah, yeah. No, it's not happening. I don't know what Charlie Brown is. Please.
Ray Ramone.
Yeah. Someone.
Ray Romano? Ray Ramone?
Yeah, wait, Ray Ramone.
Ray Ramone?
Phil Bear.
His evil twin. Oh, no, it's Phil my evil.
Do the Ray Romano.
Oh. Deborah, it's my evil twin. Ray Ramone.
You ever get married?
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Dad,
my mom's coming over.
Wait, so when did you start doing Hillary Clinton?
Jesus Christ, you guys nailed that so hard together. Yeah.
Dueling, right?
Oh, you're talking about the impression, not the sex. Okay, good.
When did you start doing?
We're all on the table right now.
When did you start doing Hillary?
When did you start doing Hillary?
Oh my God, was that still Ray Romano?
Still Ray.
Oh, okay, there it is.
That's whiny.
Yeah.
Deborah.
Deborah.
You just have to say Deborah at some point.
My roommate's constantly watching Ray Romano at the house.
How do you like living with roommates?
It's ideal.
Moving on. Yeah, great. Yeah,
I love it. I didn't like living alone.
Me neither until this past couple years. But I live with people all the time.
You don't have roommates anymore?
No.
How did you get him to go?
He split.
Oh. Oh, you had one.
Yeah. But guess what?
He split?
I mean, yeah, so I mean, I was, you know, dorm in college, then fraternity, then at post school with two different rotating, but I think like you too, like being social.
Yeah.
And even when your schedules are off, but you come home at some point and you're like, oh, like my buddy works at a restaurant and my buddy works at AT&T, even though we haven't seen each other like for 3 days, now at 2 a.m. we're going to smoke weed and watch TV and like laugh. Yeah. And like, that's kind of great.
Yeah.
So I miss that sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also there's like, there's a 90-year-old Russian couple in my complex that's fun to people watch.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
And then, you know, but you get to a point. But what do you and your roommates do? You like, you guys, they're also in the business, right?
No, one of them works at Ellen and the other one works in fashion.
Okay.
And bartends.
That's cool.
There you go.
Material from them? Do you?
Haven't you guys met both of them? I feel like you guys have.
Maybe.
One I think I have. Hannah?
Vanessa and Erica.
Okay.
One of them just lost the virginity. They're constant material.
That took a while.
I mean, like, they're great. They're because they're my age, but they don't really work in comedy. The other one is like has like a serious job at Ellen.
Does she come home and announce it? Like, guess who's no longer?
Basically.
Really?
Guess who just got this pussy? No.
There's like a bell she rings, like a diner.
No, every night we set a prayer for her. Teacher says every time the bell rings, an angel gets a sweat.
Girl from the valley got banged.
They're great, but like they're classic all American basics.
Yeah.
Our welcome mat does say live, laugh, love. Oh. Our fridge is filled with rosé.
How many copies of Eat, Pray, Love are in the apartment?
1,000. When you turn on our TV, it defaults to E News Network.
Oh, just the
oh my god.
Entertainment.
But there's
channel.
Material there, right? Like,
of course.
So you've had the conversation in your apartment. Oh my god, Juliana Huff has amazing abs.
I come in and they'll be like, "Can you believe Derek did that to Courtney?" No, like, "Can you believe Derek did that to Courtney?" And I'm like, "What happened? What happened?" And they'll be like, "Derek dumped Kourtney Kardashian." I'm like, "Well, fuck! I thought you were talking about somebody we knew." Like, they talk like it's like their family.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
But they do. They'll sprinkle in some good ideas every now and then. They'll throw me a good idea. They'll be like, and they hate certain characters and they love certain characters, and it's just like it's fun. They get very afraid from time to time, and you know. But every now and then they'll throw on a wig when they're a little drunk, and they'll.
That's so fun. But also them being interested in something that maybe you're not spending as much time to, it's kind of great. They give you the highlights.
It's nice.
They're
yes.
like, "Yo, this is going on." You're like, "Thanks for letting me
Cliff's Notes
have my finger on the pulse for a minute."
Cliff's Notes.
Yeah.
Like this past
you
year.
You see, Cliff's Notes, kids, when you used to do book reports. No.
Oh my god.
Now, Spock Notes. That's the real OG.
Were you a good student?
Whoa.
Sorry, I waste no time with transitions.
Jesus God, I'm sweating.
Answer the fucking question.
I was a B plus student. I grew up in Tigard and then I went to San Diego State, so like I had a pretty good GPA. I did advanced classes in high school and I did fine. I was never an A student. I did a lot of sports.
And then
what were your sports?
Yeah.
Everything. After I quit gymnastics, I did everything because it was just like trying to find that nut again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then when does stand-up comedy come into play at all?
College.
College. And then
junior year of college, I was about to turn 21 and I was living in San Diego at the beach, kind of near the La Jolla Comedy Store.
Yeah.
And it was 2 days before my 21st birthday. My sister was in town and some friends, and she was like, "You got to try this." And so they all drove me and I tried it and waited out back of the comedy store because you couldn't go in if you weren't 21. And and then I just kept doing it.
What did you talk about on stage?
I talked about being. Like an ex-gymnast. I think I talked about like sex stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember doing a back bend.
I mean, that should
as a closer?
That should come back at some point.
Like a one of these though, you know, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was weird. I don't know, but it was like a variation of a bit that I haven't totally dismissed yet.
Shouldn't. Like, that's such a specific part of your life. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, it was very, like, the muscles and, I don't know, it's definitely stuff I still talk about because, like, the steroids and the testosterone still affect me. And
yeah, that's a real thing.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed the hair on your balls.
Oh, my God.
But
they're very tiny, though, because of the steroids.
They're very little.
Yeah.
Little guys, little Shrinkage. Marbles. Like, sure. If you ever played Mancala.
Yeah. Drink 9 for the first Mancala reference on this podcast.
That was such a fun game.
It was the best.
But why did we play it?
Nah, who knows? One of those games that just was around. And you're like, you'd play that, right?
You want to play Mancala?
Said
Scoop
nobody ever.
Scoop pebbles into little holes?
Yeah, I feel like you're
why
not allowed
you're
to
the
say
one
that.
Making it weird.
Yeah. You can't say, let's play Mancala without like you being a... evil mastermind and you're petting a cat.
That's like, after you've decided to let the kids out of the cage.
Right. You just be like,
want to play Mancala?
Mr. Bond, join me in for the game of Mancala. Like, that's how that has to be said. You have to have a brandy snifter at some point.
Yeah.
Some exotic beverage.
What?
Some exotic beverage.
Brandy Smithner?
Snifter.
What is that?
Yeah, what was I thought you said Brandy Smithner too.
Is that something you just innovated? Or?
Listen, when you put together a wedding
registry.
Tell us
of your dwarf beverages.
When you go through the Macy's with the little gun and you do things up for the wedding registry, they go, well, you have some woman who's with you going, well, everyone's got a Brandy Snifter. And you're like, what the fuck is that? Is that a new character on the Smurfs?
No, that's a character for you, Beck.
This is the thing you recently had to do.
Get a Brandy Snifner. What is it?
Snifter.
What is it?
Brandy Snifter.
What'd you call him?
Hold on.
What is it?
Let me make sure that this is right. It might just be Sniffer.
It's Snifner.
Is it an alcohol? It's not an alcoholic beverage, is it?
It's
no,
a person.
No, it's a glass.
Oh.
Yes, Snifter. I'm right.
Brandy Snifter.
I paid attention.
Brandy Snifter.
Yeah, it's a brandy glass.
Did you realize that the... Snifter.
It sounds like the girl that was like... Like fucking all the like she like,
oh my god,
don't let your boyfriend near Brandy Snifter, you know. She'll fucking
that's a brandy
do something.
That's a brandy.
If I was good at improv, I would have said something funny there.
Sure,
wait, show me it.
That's a brandy snifter.
Oh, it's a brandy glass.
Yeah, it's a brandy. Yeah. Just say brandy glass.
No, but I've got to be classy, damn it.
Oh, that's right. You're getting married.
I'm getting married. I got to know shit like that. Yeah, you got it.
That's a lot of fun.
Swirl it around. Yeah, it's a fun activity. You get to walk around with your fiance.
How defensive
you get to
getting about Brandy Snifter.
Listen, we're getting some good ones. So
are you? How many?
I don't know. We put like 8 on our damn registry.
Oh, 8?
Yeah.
8 Snifners.
We're going to have fancy parties.
8?
I can't wait.
How much do they go for a unit?
Between $2 and like $45, somewhere in there. I don't know.
How much do the Macy's ones go for?
I just pointed the gun and pulled the trigger.
That's like
what is the gun?
The gun
the
is
scanning gun.
The scanning gun.
At Macy's?
Yeah.
I'm sure you shoot
the
barcode.
That's how people do their registries now?
Well, yeah, Macy's or Bed Bath & Beyond or...
It's like the adult version of a Toys R Us shopping spree.
Well, I know what the registry thing is, but I'd always wondered how they curated the list.
You just walk through the store and you go, I'd like one of those.
Dude, I would go into a Bed Bath & Beyond and go, towel, shower head, lazy river, candles,
it's a lazy
gummy
river's
bears.
There. I must have missed that.
Yeah.
Can you make a
that must be in the Beyond
your...
section.
Yeah, it is. Nobody goes there except for the laziest of the river people.
Brad Garrett's?
Never been.
Oh.
Brad Garrett's what?
Brad Garrett's comedy
club. Is there a lazy river?
At
the MGM?
Yes.
No fucking way.
Oh, you bet your
I gotta
ass.
Get booked in that club now.
Yikes.
Look, you have not lived until you've swooped in on some dick in the lazy river. Let me tell you this.
Oh, he played my brother on the show.
Wait a second. Could you have a registry for your birthday?
Yeah. I don't see why not.
Great idea. Yeah.
Why not? Go
for
it.
What a great idea.
Finally do that Toys R Us shopping.
Are you still an advocate?
I'll get that Lego Death Star, damn it.
Do you give and get presents still?
For birthdays?
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm always curious. That starts to dwindle away for all of us at some point.
Yeah.
And then you have a handful of friends and then you get to a point where you're like, oh, I went and saw your kid last time I was in town. That's your fucking present.
That's you all the time though. You're constantly with chillin'.
Visiting. Yeah, but they're the ones I love. I mean, a bunch of my friends have babies, but you can't see them all.
No, you can't.
Because guess what? Also, a lot of them aren't doing anything. So it looks like I forget. I'm like, look at little Jacob. They're like, Ella. I'm like, I don't fucking know. Because they're both not doing anything impressive. My nieces just explained the entire plot of Chicken Little verbatim.
My nephew
danced behind him in a diaper, holding his poop in the front of his diaper. Can you show me front poop, Ella?
No, you can't.
Yeah, thank you.
How many NyQuils in were you at that point?
Dude, none. I was 2 tequilas deep, and I had knocked the wind out of myself jumping on a Barbie slip and slide. So... Yeah. Hey.
Better than a NyQuil.
Way better than NyQuil.
Way more knocked out.
Do you
take it from a brandy snifter?
A brandy snifter.
Brandy snifter is a hell of a name for a character.
I mean, it sounds like a bad stripper in El Paso, Texas.
Well, I'm just keep picturing sniffed her. Like she's definitely bi-curious.
Well, that's her nickname.
Yeah.
Oh, Brandy sniffed her.
No,
Sniffner?
She sniffed her, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you go out in towns when you do the road? Because you're traveling with Chris Kattan right now a good amount, yeah?
Yeah.
And then headline on your own?
Yeah.
Yep. So what do you do when you go to these cities? Do you try to immerse yourself in the
I go to the local McDonald's, whatever drive through Pan Express first and foremost.
Okay. Nuggets.
No.
Nuggets for days, son. You know what Little Pickles likes?
You know Little Pickles be trying to find that chicken. What did you say, though? What do I do?
Yeah,
do on you, stage or like
in... No, in the pre and post time.
Yeah, in your off time.
In these times, you pass the days. Oh, I like to explore for sure. Definitely with the locals, like after shows or before. Like, I mean, I don't like to do a lot. Like, I don't love
traveling.
The zoo.
Oh, okay. Mm.
And shit like that.
Oh, you don't?
I thought.
You like Crystalia?
I
mean,
well, I just went to the zoo recently, and I was like, never mind. I guess I like it. If I have like 3 to 17 beers, I will like it.
<It's> good range.
Yeah. I will love to talk to a giraffe in that moment in time.
Yeah. Sure.
But
sober is not that fun.
I just always think of the animals staring back at the humans like, ah, they're all the same, except for that one. What the fuck happened to hair?
Yeah.
The fuck happened to that one? What? Why didn't the mom eat that one?
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's what they got to be thinking when they stare at me. Just like, the fuck is wrong?
Oh, my God.
He's not the side. The fuck is wrong?
Yeah. It just depends on the part of the country. Like, this was, I mean, if it's the Northwest, I like to do outdoorsy shit just because it's like, you know.
It's Northwest. It's beautiful, yeah.
Get in some fresh water. But,
not the shit water from your childhood.
Yes. No sewage runoff.
No, okay.
Unless I'm home. When I'm done.
Then I reached out and grabbed my hand.
That was so southern and sweet.
That was so sweet.
Then I bake a tray and I go down. And, solo though, but still with a bar of Irish Spring. But like in the South, it's so funny because my parents, do your parents like, because this is the first year that I've been really, I mean, the past like year and a half, 2 years have been like really traveling on my own and stuff. My parents, my dad has like lived all over, and like this past time I went to St. Louis, and guys, don't get mad at me for saying this, okay? This is my dad's own just being an idiot. But he's like, Beck, you're going to St. Louis, you know, be careful. Okay, because I lived there for a little bit growing up, and you could drive for 2 hours and not see a single white person. And I was like, Dad.
Dad.
No.
I know. Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, Dad.
No.
Dad, I was on Wild and Out.
Yeah.
You can be an entire studio and not see a single white person.
Yeah. Dad, you could come to my apartment and not see a single white person in my bed. Just kidding.
Search through my Pornhub search history.
Dad, I'm kidding.
She's not kidding.
She's kidding, Mr. Robinson.
She's not kidding.
It's just, they're so sheltered. And no, but I just, you know, I work out and write and like put on wigs and watch TV. The usual shit. I don't know.
Do you have a certain go-to? Like for me, it's infomercials.
Oh.
Like late night in the city, if I'm really just like so like...
Oh, yeah.
Man, I'm going to fucking go crazy. Like, I don't want to go to bed. I don't want to go out by myself right now. So, like, how can I be entertained and feel like I have something that I can talk to?
Yes.
Infomercials.
Yes.
What's your current favorite?
Yeah.
Well, there's one where this guy talks about, like, how he, like, contains the flavor. I don't know what it is.
Contains the flavor.
But there's so much sexual tension between the guy and the woman. Like, he's like, look, I take it out. Like, she's so overly impressed. Like, and it's like, dude, just start blowing them on TV because you both want this. Like, he's like, now I put the macaroni. Look, you put it. You want to first like get the crust a nice base. She goes, a nice base. No, you don't. He's like, well, yeah, that's why I just said it. So you put it in the oven. You take out 7 minutes. She goes, 7 minutes. Oh my God. Okay.
Everything's so okay. Everything's so impressive.
Yeah, just everything. And then he's like, and then you get the flavor. That's where you get the most flavor crystals. She goes, flavor crystals. and then that. Yeah. It's just like hilariously, painfully awkward. But like, I also want to do a mockumentary or just a real movie about that world because it's so undepicted.
That's like that's a Christopher Guest film waiting to happen.
The just like infomercial.
Yeah, just like the world of late night infomercials.
Because those are people. You feel like they show, and some of them I feel like are who they are.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Some of them are like, all right, time to fucking turn up the juice. It's TV time.
I feel like the Flex Seal guy is that guy 24/7.
1,000%.
How does he? Is he? What does he do?
Hi, I'm here with Flex Seal. I cut this boat in half, and now I with one paintbrush up and down, and then it seals together. That's the Flex Seal guy.
Yeah. And then there's the MyPillow guy.
Oh, well.
Hi, I'm Barry Curl.
All right. The MyPillow. The MyPillow guy drives a panel van and touches kids. That dude is creepy.
Oh. Are these LA late night infomercials or on the road infomercials?
Nationally covered.
Yeah.
Nationally covered.
Like the MyPillow. Nationally covered with the Embrace and... No, they're all over the place. You just got to stay up late enough and you'll get rewarded.
Because in town, I feel... On the road, I feel like there's some really unique ones. But why is it in LA, the ones the late night, you get past 3 a.m., every other infomercial is some young teen late night... We're home alone. Ooh. And we love being
home alone. Call 877 and me and my friend will play Donkey Kong and play with each other.
It's all like the late night call girls. Yeah. I love that world too.
Do you ever call them? I used to prank call those as a kid.
You did?
Yeah, me and my buddy
prank
would prank call them.
So much more fun now.
We'd be like, we had boners. Then we'd hang up and laugh. Yeah. And they were like, what?
What a great prank call.
Yeah, it was the best.
Speaking of
no
guys,
game plan.
We have boners.
Speaking of guys that have boners, that's the MyPillow guy.
Let me see.
Oh, Jesus.
He's got a... All right.
I mean,
you
there's
tell,
never been a more appropriate segue
you
for
tell
speaking
me,
of...
You tell me that guy hasn't offered a sugar cookie to a kid inappropriately.
This guy graduated.
Would have been great if I didn't stutter.
I thought you were going to say sugar cookie.
Sugar cookie.
Well,
he probably grabbed
tookie.
His sugar cookie.
Sugar cookie.
Finished UCB 301, never finished another class, and never looked back.
Oh, dude.
A sugar cookie. What's that jar?
I don't know.
Kids' sugar. Dreams.
Yeah.
Sugar.
Now, all right. So,
the late night infomercial.
That's
world.
A sketch and/or something we should write.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's a
you could
sellable
play that,
show.
That gal so hard. I mean, that'd be hilarious.
The late night. Yeah, it's amazing. I feel like I do weird shit in hotel rooms alone because I'm still trying to get used to it.
Yeah,
and
being alone in a hotel.
Yeah, room. Brad, any advice? The road vet.
A lot of Netflix, a lot of masturbating.
Yeah.
A lot of definitely... masturbating. You know what? Call up your friend.
Yeah.
That taught you.
Oh, the girl.
Yeah, the girl.
Yeah. Her and her husband now.
Sure, he'd be into it.
He's like, hey, Beck, I hope all's been well. Is
perfect.
It cool if I'm here too?
Perfect. Your husband's out shooting elk. Great.
No,
shooting elk.
They live in Texas.
Nice.
I love.
Moves, you shoot
just
it.
Imagine that's what they're doing.
Yeah. I love getting food delivered to my hotel room and then basically trying when the door opens to get the delivery guy to go, oh shit. Like that's my whole goal is just to get the guy to go, oh shit. Like most of the time, midget and a towel will work.
Dude, that's the
like.
How do you drench your towel? I mean, how do you?
And is your hair wet?
Oh, hair's absolutely wet, and then I just wrap it around.
Waist? Nipple or?
Waist, so okay.
These are all good questions.
So I'm topless.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I walk up and go, and like, especially if it's like a Jimmy John's sandwich, I just grab and go, dude, I so needed this. And then just walk back in and go, that guy's got a story for the rest of his life.
You should have like a shaving cream all over your face holding a razor and go, you caught me just getting ready to shave, and then drop the towel and just have like a giant bush. But you have the shaving cream on your face.
Done.
But also, I just pictured a glass of champagne, too. It's
yeah,
like
me too.
A razor and a glass of champagne.
With
but you're ordering Jimmy John's.
Hello, Mr. Jimmy John's.
But you're in a hotel.
Put the avocado near the cognac.
Is your name Jimmy John?
No, it's a brandy glass.
What should I call you?
It's Brandy Swifter.
It's Brandy Swifter.
Oh, God. Do you guys always get cars when you travel?
No, because I can't rent cars. Thanks for bringing up a sore subject.
Wow.
Really? I did not.
What else you want to talk about, Beck?
Yeah, because I got no pedals.
How would I?
I got no pedals.
Care. Yeah. Want to talk about my dead grandma, too? Let's talk about it.
What's her name?
She?
Want to talk about my dead grandpa? We've all
Welcome back to My Dead
we've
Grandparents.
We've all been through it. That is a show.
Welcome back to We're All Sad, and there's candles lit, and we've got nice Voss water.
You're welcome.
Well, all right. Well, that's a signal.
I did not know that.
About what?
The cars.
Oh, yeah, the cars. Yeah, I can't rent cars. Unless I bring another dwarf with me and he works the pedals and then I steer.
That sounds like something I would pay to see in Vegas.
Because food...
That sounds like a Little Rascals stunt. Fucking Alfalfa will be up there going, Froggy, hit the gas!
They're gaining on us!
I can't!
Oh, my God.
Buckwheat's down there going, oh, Tay!
Dude, that movie was so good. Beck, we could talk to you for hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, this has been...
It's been great.
It's been really fun.
And people obviously get on your social media, follow
you. Becky Robinson for everything?
Yeah, no, I messed it up. It's different on everything.
Okay.
Okay. Well, then just be adventurous, people.
So on Instagram, it's at Becky Robinson 4. YouTube, the Becky channel.
Mm-hmm.
The Twitter, Becky R. Robinson. There's two R's in the middle there.
Okay.
Gmail. No, I'm just kidding.
Gmail is Donkey Twister 69. Like what?
Donkey Nipple Dick. And I think that's it. I don't know.
Which are you most prevalent on?
Instagram.
Yeah, I got to tell people, if you have to pick one, yeah. Instagram.
Follow right now.
Go for that.
What can people, not to make you elevator pitch your Instagram channel, but like, what can people expect tuning in? What's a daily?
Oh,
lots of paper chasing.
Yeah.
A constant steady on the paper chase, fast food, a little bit of humiliation, definitely a lot of dancing. I will try to twerk, and I'm unapologetic about it.
I think one of my favorite videos you ever did was running down, maybe it was Runyon Canyon, and lip syncing to Move, Bitch, Get Out the Way, while other hikers are just looking at you like, who the fuck is this shit? That was, I laughed so hard watching that.
The only dub smash I ever got praise from one person, so thank you so much.
No worries.
I'll try to keep it fresh for you guys, I promise. Thank you guys so much for having me.
This was so great. You're the best and one of the funniest people we know.
Same for you guys. I love you both very much.
All right. So get that paper, everybody.
Stack that bread.
So that's the show. Thanks for tuning in. We had laughs and stories. Now go listen to more episodes on iTunes or your phone. Subscribe and tell your family and everyone you know. But what should I tell them? Well, you can just tell them that Brad Williams and Adam Ray can help you get through the fucking day. Just follow us on Twitter at Funny Brad, and I'm at Adam Ray Comedy. This has been the About Last Night podcast. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's me, Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessime Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.